So we had an argument here in the studio. Maybe you'll remember this, John, where we had a visitor from Chicago who was claiming that Illinois and Chicago have some of the messiest politics in the country. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And you said, no, it's New York. And we just
heard, you can make a pretty good case for New York, I think.
I was just saying the same thing to our next guest, Brian Lehr. He's the host of The Brian Lehr Show on our partner station, WNYC, in New York. And, you know, Brian, I actually brought up at that point, I said, look, we have Kwame Kilpatrick in Detroit. And I was poo-pooed. Said, oh, you amateurs at messy politics. You can't match New York, Florida, Illinois, or some of the other places.
These are the ironic, messy times that we're living in. Everybody saying, no, my state's the worst. My state's the worst instead of my state's the best.
All right. Well, the best at being messy. Let's go down the list here of what's going on in New York. And we got to start with the governor, David Paterson. And they're saying that he's on resignation watch.
Right. Well, that's the biggest one. And let me step back and give a little context here. You think of the stature that governors of New York have had over the years. FDR, Nelson Rockefeller, Thomas E. Dewey, Mario Cuomo. And it was supposed to be like that again when Eliot Spitzer was elected in 2006 after making a name for himself as the sheriff of Wall Street. Remember, he busted AIG's chops for some of its games years before the credit default swap scheme came to light. People said Spitzer could become the first Jewish president. But Spitzer got caught by his own hubris and his sexual appetite, and then his lieutenant governor, David Paterson, had to take over. Now, ironically, Paterson alienated the state legislature similarly by trying to paint them as irresponsible on the budget in a humiliating way, and his management style has been remote and erratic. Then came this bizarre series of scandals. He allegedly got free World Series tickets from the Yankees, then backdated a check to cover it up when the New York Post called him out on it. He may have given people he knows special favors to help them win a contract to install casino gambling at the Aqueduct Racetrack. And the one that's most prominent in the news, he may have used the state police and some of his aides, and even made a phone call himself to try to silence a woman who was accusing Paterson's closest aide of domestic violence. So all three of those things are under investigation.
So people are seeing if he has to step down. But we do have somebody from New York who has had to step down, and that's Eric Massa from the congressional delegation. He was forced to resign over a whole bunch of ethics allegations and obvious political differences with Democratic Party leadership. I saw a headline this morning for Massa says Rahm Emanuel hates me. So what is going on with Eric Massa?
They had some argument in a gym one morning. I don't know. But the details that are coming out about him include things like hiring lots of young gay male staffers, paying them very little, and then renting rooms to some of them in Massa's residence. All sort of allegedly. But that combined with a groping charge and wrestling and tickling. Do we have Ticklegate now? Is that what America has come to? And the next line of questions will involve, I think, whether Speaker Pelosi and others knew what was going on and swept it under the rug, like when Republicans knew about Congressman Mark Foley's bad behavior in 2006 and did nothing about it.
Well, if Eric Massa would stop talking, maybe it would become less of an issue, but he can't seem to get enough of the press. Now, let's move on to Democrat Charlie Rangel, also from New York, from the proud Empire State. And last week, WNYC got some reaction. Actually, from voters in his district after he had to step down as chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee.
Everybody gets away with things. Why shouldn't he? You know, that's how I look at it. As long as he has African blood, he has to dot his I and cross his T's all the time.
Well, I think he just got caught up with the tiny little webs that he weaved. Particularly when he started off, he was a great guy, stellar guy. Bobby Till is a great guy, stellar guy.
Well, they don't seem too upset about it. Well, or maybe they just don't have very high expectations.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of different feelings about Rangel in town. His problems are better known around the country because he's chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. People know about the corporate-sponsored trips to the Caribbean, which officially got him the rap from the Ethics Committee. Corporations that want things from the government like Verizon and AT&T. But locally in New York, he first became suspect when it was revealed that his landlord gave him four rent-stabilized apartments, which even if it's legal, really turns a lot of New Yorkers' stomachs because rent-stabilized apartments are scarce in this very expensive city. And one guy from the ruling class was given four of them.
Yeah, what does he need four apartments for anyway? All right, Brian Lehr, give me your case. Is New York, do you think, the best at the worst politics?
New York is the best at the moment at having an unelected government. get this. New York has an unelected governor, lieutenant governor, and state controller, all because of resignations from scandals.
Holy cow, appointed
U.S. senator as well, Gillibrand, because Hillary Clinton left to become Secretary of State. So our biggest hope in New York is that the November election will at least return the state to leaders elected by the people, not selected by their politician friends.
Well, at least if they're going to get in trouble, it would be the public's fault, right?
That's right.
Okay.
I love it. It's a bumper sticker, Brian. Let's start with an election.
Brian Lehrer.
Square one.
Is the host of the Brian Lehrer Show on our partner station WNYC in New York. What do you think? Is your city the best at the worst politics? Is your state the best at the worst? Give us your take on political dysfunction in local elections at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can go to our website, thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.